You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Fall classes are fast approaching at SUNY Westchester Community College. Receive a high-quality education from an award-winning faculty with one of the lowest tuitions in the entire state. Graduates save tens of thousands of dollars compared to those spending their first 2 years at a four-year school. Their students are known to transfer to four-year schools, including top Ivy League universities. Register now and learn more at sunywcc.edu. Fall classes start September 3rd. Invest in yourself.
All week long, we're following the news, social media, and tight schedules. But how about something that finally lets you disconnect from it all? Follow the Brandywine Treasure Trail to 12 inspiring attractions across Wilmington and the Brandywine Valley. Recently named one of Condé Nast Traveler's best places to go. Visit Longwood Gardens, Nemours Estate, and more. Starting at just $49, get your Brandywine Treasure Trail passport at visitwilmingtonde.com/passport and follow it to unforgettable.
Fighting for freedom every day. Broadcasting from the heartland of America.
The next generation in conservative talk radio.
This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Oh, yes, indeed it is. What's up? Welcome into it. It is a Friday. Hey, man, you made it to the end. Man and woman and other, whatever you celebrate or whatever you identify as today. So great to have you. It's a Friday. Allegedly, it's a Friday, unless we want to self-identify as a Monday or something today, but I don't think anybody really wants to do that one. So wonderful to have you along for the ride, broadcasting live out of the heart of the nation here in Wichita, Kansas, on our flagship radio station. We are all over the country, multiple radio stations and TV, live streaming, podcasting, however you watch or listen to the show each and every day. We always love you to death. Truly, honestly mean that. Your millennial general reporting for duty like we do every single day. I'm excited for the weekend, man. It's going to be great. It's been a wild week. I am happy for... I don't get much of a break because we do a couple radio shows on the weekend, but that's okay. Spend some time with the family. And I don't know who gets to watch this, but apparently we get to watch some Northern Lights here in the United States. Even here in Kansas, where we don't see that very often, as the once in every 20-year solar storm is about ready to hit, like tonight and tomorrow across the nation, for the geomagnetic storm, the largest one that we've seen in roughly 20 years. It could interrupt to phone lines and phone networks and GPS and satellites and even power line grids. Everybody going to be okay with that?
We're all going to die because of you!
I'm ready. I'm ready for the end of the world. And you know the conspiracy theorists are going to lose their minds over this one and say the government's doing some kind of test or whatever the case. And maybe they are. Maybe they are. I'm not here to naysay that one. But it does debunk any theory that someone has about flat Earth. Can we just come to that conclusion right now that a solar flare with a flare coming from the sun that's going to hit the geomagnetic field of the Earth that's going to disrupt everything, that is kind of proof positive that the Earth is not flat and that we're not living in some weird dome and that the sun is just some like government projection around us floating around. Can we come to that agreement? I know that right now, like, we can't apparently just make assumptions on everything and that we have to not live in reality and just question everything in society. I understand that mindset, and good for you for questioning the world to kind of come to your own conclusions. But can we at least come to the conclusion nowadays that the Earth is not flat? We figured that out in like the 1600s or before that, even the 1400s, whenever it was, that we found out that the Earth is not flat and that a solar flare is proof positive of that mindset. I am excited, though, because I have always wanted to go up to the northern regions and be able to see the Borealis lights. And now apparently I get to, and apparently it starts late tonight. So I will step outside and hopefully be able to see some of those, and will be really, really neat. All right, coming up on the show today, Selwyn Duke. He is a senior contributor to The New American, thenewamerican.com. One of our favorite guests that we have on the show, always comes with such great insight, investigative journalist, what journalism is actually supposed to be about, you know, actually doing investigations, doing the deep dive and finding the real truth on issues and trying to report it. So he'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk to him about the media and their tactics on reporting on Donald Trump, on Joe Biden, and even on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and what RFK has said about some of the major candidates right now. Now, I'm extremely interested in this, not just because RFK is kind of an interesting third wheel in this race right now, but because we're going into the Libertarian Convention here in a couple weeks. And for the first time, a major presidential candidate is going to be speaking at the Libertarian Convention, where the chairwoman of the Libertarian Party is really excited about this, where Donald Trump will be speaking.
I know.
Kind of weird. So Donald Trump is speaking at the Libertarian Party, which I've said a few days ago, is some really good news. And I'm really excited about the fact that Donald Trump is reaching out beyond the Republican umbrella, that he's trying to win over new people, and he's winning over the ones that I, for years, have been trying to win over myself to bring back into the fold, bring back into the mainstream topics. I understand that we may disagree on some issues. I'm fairly libertarian myself on many issues. Let's find the 90% of common ground that we have and work together to try and oust the elites and Republicans and Democrats alike to make things, I don't know, function better with limited government and some focus on the private sector. So if we can win over the libertarians, that would be some really good news for us, I think. And Donald Trump's working on that one. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., while he still may be a predominant Democrat, I think, in many aspects of his policy, I think overall he's going to be an asset to try and win people over on our side, too, if we play our cards right. So we'll talk about that and more coming up with Selwyn Duke at the bottom of the hour. I have a bigger question for you to make, though, as we look at our What's Trending story of the day.
What's trending today?
And I know it's a Friday. We don't want to think too terribly hard, but let's unveil the layers of an onion for just a moment. And I want you to ponder this. Are we seeing the reset button be hit right now in society? Andy, what do you mean by that? Here's what I mean by that. Are we seeing the reset financially? Are we seeing things in society? Are we seeing, you know, the demands of life and how a system actually operates? And I say the system in air quotes here, the governmental system, the function of government, the role of government, what we do on a daily basis in and out. Are we seeing the reset button about to be hit? Maybe it hasn't been hit yet, but we're getting closer to it. That reset button in society to start all over. And I'm not talking about a civil war, so liberal Democrats and progressives listening to the program, I know what you're trying to think. Oh, that right-wing, angry conservative talk show host talking about the civil war and trying to overthrow. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about another potential real estate market crash. I'm talking about an economic crash because we're $34 trillion in debt. I'm talking about how the system operates with getting an education, getting student loans, and all the massive debt that we're getting there. I'm talking about how people are looking at society and how they're functioning in society. And are they starting to question and say, hey, is there an easier, better, or more efficient way to live life that's a little bit easier than what we're doing right now? Because we have inflation, which we've talked about ad nauseum on this program, that's near 20% under Joe Biden alone. 30% increase in inflation when it comes to food and energy costs. We have the generation, my generation and below, that are still living with their parents. In fact, one in three men 35 years or younger are still living with their parents. And that's insane. I'm 35 years old. My generation, one in three of me are still living at home with their parents, trying to pay things off and trying to live their life. There are a few different headlines right now. One from Yahoo News that shows Generation Z has lost the ability to manage basic adulthood. I don't know what that necessarily means. Is that, now, when I see a headline like that, first off, I know. When I first see a headline like that, I think and I cringe because I'm like, okay, it's time to be an adult. It's time to grow up. It's time to actually take adulthood seriously, or what we call now apparently is a trend, which is quote-unquote adulting. You ever hear that term now? I don't want to adult today. I'm adulting today. It's very hard. I have to, like, make dinner and clean the house and go do a job or something. And adulting apparently seems to be very difficult for younger generations now. And we've heard all the clips about kids that are crying about having to work, like, 12 hours a day. And we've heard about the ones that do the bare minimum Mondays because they don't want to do any work during the workday with their job that they're getting paid to do certain things for. We hear about how I'm working two jobs and I can't afford living. And while I like to criticize them and be like, you know, get a damn job and actually work your way up to make more money. While I understand that concept, there's also a lot of truth in, I think, some of these because of inflation, because of how expensive it is to live today, especially if you're trying to rent an apartment, with how expensive it is trying to manage the daily life of expenses, along with trying to pay for student loans that have been taken out of hand. And we really need to come down to a realism on this issue and think, what can we start doing to make life easier and make life better? And is the next generation really looking at that? Are they really thinking about ways to actually make their life better? There is another headline from studyfinds.org about nearly 40% of Americans feel uninspired at work every day. And again, I cringe at a headline like that because while you may not be doing something that you necessarily enjoy, sometimes that's what's paying the bills. Before I got back into radio, and I think I've said this story a few times, I was working two jobs actually. And one of them, you know, sometimes I'm just like, but, you know, it's what you do to actually take care of life. I was working as a personal banker, which was fine. I mean, obviously a banker is very prestigious. I had to wear a suit and tie every day, which drove me nuts because I'm not a suit and tie kind of guy unless I am going to a political event or something special. But I hate wearing ties. If you watch my Facebook video feeds, I wear a T-shirt and that's about it. T-shirt and shorts, T-shirt and pants, and that's what I do. Now, I wear button-up shirts. I enjoy wearing my suit on occasion, obviously, to look all dressed up and fancy. But to do that as a daily job, I would lose my mind if I had to wear a suit and tie to work every single day. And I used to. And I lost my mind with that. But I was a banker for the long time. After I would get done banking, which I worked at one of those banks inside the grocery store where it was very convenient, which means we were open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for a 12-hour shift. Sometimes the full 12 hours that you're on your feet the entire time. After that, I would walk across the street, and I actually worked at a Dollar General. And I was stocking shelves, making minimum wage. Why? Because it was an extra income, and I was paying things off. At that time, we had a lot of medical debt, and I was doing that to provide for the family. Was I happy in that situation? Absolutely not, in either situation, by the way. Banking had its perks, and I definitely got some great experience, but I am not a banker, and I'm really, really glad that I don't have to deal with customer service anymore. I get to talk on the radio now and do something that I'm passionate about, and I'm very, very blessed and honored to be able to have the opportunity to do what I enjoy every day working in the radio industry. But I did that. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like it, but I had a family. I had a young family. That was right when Little Voice of Reason was being born, and I wanted to take care and provide for my family. And that's what I did. That's what I had to do. And I felt good about that as a guy. There are so many people that aren't living in the world of, I'm going to be an artiste today, and I'm going to live in poverty until I make that art, that perfect picture to where I go viral and everybody absolutely loves me. Not a lot of people get to live in that. And the younger generations today feel like that they can just, they don't want to inhibit or restrict their creativity in some form or fashion. And they really need to just buck up and just get a job and just become an adult and do what they need to do to pay their bills. When we hear about, well, you know, these low-income jobs where we have to import migrants in because the Americans don't want to do it, that's just laziness on our part. And that's just the ego and the self-centeredness of the young generations unwilling to put in the back work to actually get the job done and actually have an income if they want to take care of themselves. I understand all of that, and we like to make fun of those that are very lazy and have no work ethic in society. However, we also need to do what we need to do, whatever it takes, to educate the young generation to where they're looking for better alternatives. And what I mean by that is looking for ways to not go down the same road that everybody else is going down right now that's failing. They are a new generation that's looking for creativity to try something different. And I think we're seeing that when we have a generation right now that's coming out of high school with the lowest amount of students right now that are not applying or that are applying for the FAFSA and for student relief, student loan relief, going into the fall school semester looking for colleges. We're only sitting at like 40%. And by a month ago, this time last year, we were at 50, 60%. So there's a younger generation that's like, why do I need to go to college? What do I have to do here?
With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at Chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.
All week long, we're following The news, social media, and tight schedules. But how about something that finally lets you disconnect from it all? Follow the Brandywine Treasure Trail to 12 inspiring attractions across Wilmington and the Brandywine Valley. Recently named one of Condé Nast Traveler's best places to go. Visit Longwood Gardens, Nemours Estate, and more. Starting at just $49. Get your Brandywine Treasure Trail passport at visitwilmingtonde.com/passport and follow it to unforgettable.
We hear about them complaining they don't have good enough jobs, which you can ask, are there really good jobs available or are there just customer service jobs still left available? But I would question that because under the COVID-19 pandemic, we saw a lot of jobs of people probably get promotions that didn't necessarily deserve promotions, but they didn't have anybody else to do the jobs because everybody else was sitting at home collecting a paycheck under the COVID-19 regulations. So I would question on whether there's actually good jobs available out there or not. What I would say is that we have to start re-educating on actually taking out student loans, getting into debt, getting credit cards, taking out the auto loan or doing leases or doing whatever it takes, because we're shifting in the way we think about the economy. We're changing the way that we actually operate and live our life on a daily basis. And I think this could be a good thing with a reset button, but we have to educate the next generation the proper way.
This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. Fighting for freedom every day. This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, indeed it is. What's up? Welcome back into it. 24 minutes past the hour, radio, TV, live streaming, and podcasting. So I know what you're asking me. Andy, what does that all mean? What does that all matter? Why did you just go on this entire tirade about what we can do for the young generation? Well, look, I mean, as you know, we like to focus on the younger generations because they're the future of the country, man. And right now, I'm seeing it, and I don't know how necessarily to explain it. Maybe you had this feeling as well, but you know something's different. You feel that something is different from just the status quo, the same old of what we've been doing for the last couple decades, and that my generation's been trying to do, and that we've gone down this road of the big government, and we just get into debt right away, and that we just take out these student loans, and we expect the student loans to pay themselves off just like that, because we go to college and we get a degree, and we're starting to not see that be the case. And the government loves it, man. That's why all the headlines from the media and from the governments, we're panicking right now. How dare people not apply for FAFSA and for federal aid right now? There's something different. There's a difference. And again, I've always said this, is that in the private market, in the laissez-faire free market capitalist society that we live in, that we're always going to fill a void when there's a need for something that we don't have. That's the beauty of the free market. That's the ingenuity of the private market. That's the ingenuity of you and I as the individual that starts a business in our basement or in our garage, or we work ourselves up to become the manager of the companies that we work for so long because of our work ethic. Americanism is what I like to call the bigger, better, faster, stronger. You know, you see that in the gym, the bigger, better, faster. That's what you always want to become. Always bigger than your competitor. Americanism is that, exactly. The ingenuity that we've created as Americans throughout our existence as a country has always been the bigger, better, faster, stronger. We will find the best technology. We will be the strongest. We will be the greatest. And we will do this. And right now, we're not. And when we see headlines like this that we're uninspired to go to work every single day, when the young generation has lost the basic ability to even just quote-unquote adult because they're overwhelmed. The headline from this is from Yahoo News saying, does your daughter freeze in horror when the phone rings? Do you have more than 40,000 emails clogging up your email? Do you still live under your parents' roof at the age of 32 years old? Do you just freeze up and just panic and have extreme anxiety or ADHD or whatever they like to call nowadays because of just life in general and you don't want to do anything? This stuff, I mean, we've gotten to the point where we have this information overload. We have this technology to where even if you work and then you clock out for the day, then guess what? Your boss is still texting you. You're still getting emails day in and day out. You're getting calls. You're getting you can't walk away from anything. And the young generation, this younger generation, has always experienced this. Starting off with social media and the dependency to constantly have attention on social media that bleeds right into the work. And they never shut off. So while we kind of poke fun a little bit of the young generation in I guess not even poke fun, but just be fascinated on why we have so many mental health issues with anxiety, with just the depression, with suicidal tendencies, and all these mental health problems. And we're trying to figure out why elementary and middle school students have this. It's because we start them off young with this. And then we go into sliding right into work. We never take time for the personal health to go and do a yoga class or go and do workouts or go outside into nature and take a breath or just sit in silence. I have a 40-minute drive to and from work every day. And let me tell you, that's probably one of my favorite times of the entire day because I get to build myself up to plan on what I'm going to do for the workday. And then when I leave, I get to deconstruct and decompress before I get home so I'm not all tied up from whatever the day was like. I love my 40-minute drive. It's amazing because I can sit there with it. I usually listen to some really heavy metal and just kind of do that. But I could sit in quiet and just decompress and just zone out while I'm driving. Like, pay attention to the road, but zone out. It's amazing. People need to do more of that, and the younger generations don't. They don't know how. They've never been told. They've never been taught, and they've never been taught. Why? Because we've always been able to do that because we remember what it was like before all this stuff, and we know how to walk away from it. They don't. There's a reset, but there's a change happening in society right now. Could we go back to some more primitive times? I kind of hope so. That would be really nice, and I think it'd be healthy for everyone.
This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. When Reason Meets Radio, this is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, indeed it is. So great to have you for a Friday. Having a kind of a fun, interesting conversation for sure. I'll say this and then we'll move on, is that I am optimistic. And the whole reason that I want to focus some time and attention on this with this generation, this Gen Z, that says that they lack the ability or lost the ability or even the will to just fight and just be adults in general. When you see 38-40% of Americans say that they're uninspired to go to work every single day, that means that you ever have that point where you just get so stressed, you just like shut down. You're like, I'm done. I can't deal anymore. And I get it. Now, again, we need to have good work ethic. So we have to teach them proper work ethic because I have seen that slide a little bit with the younger generations, or at least a large portion of the young generation, not to make assumptions for everybody. But, you know, at the same time, I think we're going to see a shift in society and a shift on how we operate and do things, and they're going to be the ones to do it. They don't want to have student loans hanging over their head their entire life from a college degree that gets them a minimum wage paying job. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? And I think they're starting to see them be like, oh, maybe we should do something a little different here. Maybe they're going to do a trade school. Maybe they'll start their business. Maybe they'll do their, I don't know, their crazy adventures. I mean, heck, there's 8-year-old kids making millions of dollars on YouTube, which makes me feel a little foolish going to work 10 hours a day every single day. So, you know, I think there's going to be a change and a reset in society, but you can feel it. You can feel something different happening. People are just done, and they're going to be the innovators that we always are and find a new way to operate. And I think that new way to operate is going to not benefit and bode well for the federal government and the bureaucracy that likes to continue to take control. That being said, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's shall we, and get into the what's trending, especially on the campaign trail.
What's going on in this world of mine? There's a whole lot of killing in this world of mine. Somebody's got to help this world of mine.
By the way, I don't know if you saw it on social media. The Biden administration apparently put up a new video on, was it Twitter, on the X, and tried to do a little jab at Donald Trump by posting a rap song. There's apparently some beef between two rappers right now that are going back and forth. I don't know. I don't listen to rap music. But they put a clip of one of these songs and put pictures of Donald Trump to the lyrics while they were trying to take some jabs at him while they were playing this.
Just always been about love and hate. Now let me say I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. I hate the way that you sneak this. If I catch flight, it's going to be direct.
Yeah, okay, so that's about as far as I can do with that one. But do you think that's going to really appeal to the younger generation? I mean, I know you're trying to be hip by the guy that, like, shuffles your feet and trips up the stairs when you're walking on the airplane and you're wearing your cool little aviators, but I don't know if that necessarily is going to win over the young generation. You think that's, I don't know, man. Kind of weird. Very strange. Talk about some of that, what's going on from the media perspective, from the campaign trail, and from the third parties as well. I still think that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be a bit of a wild card in this race. Really happy to talk about all that and more with Our next guest here, he is senior editor with The New American, thenewamerican.com, investigative journalist, and I always love having him on the program for sure, Mr. Selwyn Duke. Selwyn, how are you, my friend? Happy Friday.
Andy, I'm doing just great, and happy Friday to you.
Yeah, happy Friday. Did you see that that post on social media, the rap dig into Donald Trump, trying to start a nice rapping war, apparently, between the two? We'll see how Donald Trump responds to that one.
I did hear about it. I didn't see the post. But, yeah, don't you know, I mean, Joe Biden is just a cool guy. I mean, he's really hip and down with the popular culture today. You just look at him and you know that, right? He knows exactly what's going on. Next, we're going to see him with some real cool YouTube channel where he'll be appealing to all the youngins out there. Just you wait.
Well, he was doing that before, right out of the gate earlier this year when he launched the campaign stuff. He was going on to all these TikTok pages and these major influencers on TikTok, trying to talk to them and doing interviews with them, talking about, you know, asking, you know, answering questions about whatever mindset they have, which I find really fascinating for a guy that wants to get rid of TikTok in the nation and actually cancel the social media site that's one of the most popular ones in the country.
Fall classes are fast approaching at SUNY Westchester Community College. Receive a high-quality education from an award-winning faculty with one of the lowest tuitions in the entire state. Graduates save tens of thousands of dollars compared to those spending their first 2 years at a four-year school. Their students are known to transfer to four-year schools, including top Ivy League universities. Register now and learn more at sunywcc.edu. Fall classes start September 3rd. Invest in yourself.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know how it is with these people. Everything is about expediency, what works at the moment. I mean, they don't really have principles, as I always say, these leftists. They have preferences. There is a big difference. When you talk about principle, you're alluding to something that really has a basis in truth, if it's a valid principle. So it's something unchanging. These people are relativists. They have preferences. That's it. And you know, it really makes them very dangerous, Andy, because they will do whatever they have to achieve what appeals to them on an emotional level, which, of course, is the gaining of power for these people. That's the main thing they want. And then, of course, money. We know the Bidens are very good at accumulating money, too, aren't they?
No, well, that is very true. They are definitely the masters at that one, and they haven't gotten in trouble for it yet. So we'll see how long that charade can continue on. Let's talk about the media for a second on all this, because obviously they're part of the elites. They love this. They love going after the ones that don't just, I mean, they don't understand why people would question authority from the federal government, which is really kind of strange, because I thought the role of media, and I mean, obviously you're a journalist, so your role is not to say, oh, hey, there's an agenda propaganda machine from the federal government. Let's just utilize that and just push this agenda out and just let people, you know, regurgitate that over and over, because we realize there's a higher standard of what you're supposed to be doing. When I listen to these press conferences or the press White House briefings and the media that just ask a question, Karine Jean-Pierre doesn't answer the questions. He says, let me be very clear that I'm not going to answer anything to you. And then they just move on. When we see that, when we see these headlines from any mainstream media site, it blows my mind on what constitutes as actual journalism and media reporting today, especially with things going on the campaign trail, isn't it?
Yeah, well, absolutely, Andy. And You know, the whole thing about the media is that it's been what we call left-wing for a very, very long time. I mean, in the 1930s, you had the New York Times Moscow correspondent Walter Duranty actually lying about conditions in the Soviet Union. He actually said, in essence, that it was a workers' paradise. He was helping to spread Stalin's propaganda, and he won a Pulitzer Prize. So again, you're going back to the 1930s there. It's only gotten worse since then. And these are people who, and I wrote about this a while back, who you have to understand, yes, they lie, but more importantly, they lie to themselves. They're genuinely deluded. And there's an old saying that's relevant here, and it goes, a man capable of deceiving only others is not nearly as dangerous as a man who's capable of deceiving himself. And that's what epitomizes our media to a great extent. This is important to understand because people, Andy, love to construct for themselves a very simple way of understanding the world. People are telling the truth or they're lying. There's a conspiracy or there's not. But the truth is that these people in the media, I would say, deceive themselves more than they deceive others. And then, of course, once you're self-deluded, you, as a matter of course, tell others untruths because you happen to believe many of them, right? That's how it works. And, you know, I'm sorry if I'm going on too long, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talked about this a while back. He said he was being interviewed by CNN news anchor Erin Burnett, and he said that she was absolutely shocked when he stated that he thought that Joe Biden could present a greater threat to the Republic than President Trump, that she was shocked. It's not like she was just saying, well, you're not supposed to say that. No, I mean, in her world, this was unbelievable, which tells you how out of touch she is with reality.
There's so many of them that are out of touch with reality and out of touch with the common folk. I mean, when we hear stories about like Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail back in 2008, how she had to take courses on how to learn to be relatable to her constituents. Like you said, when they're just shocked and baffled when we make a comment, this is where the division kind of comes from in society, isn't it? When they see us and they say, you guys are a bunch of gun-toting, Bible-thumping, radical. I mean, I guess Joe Biden's called us essentially domestic terrorists and the most radical, extreme political organization in the history of the nation. They truly, it's not just rhetoric on the campaign trail. They truly believe it because they don't know the lifestyle that we actually live.
Well, that's correct. And let me just be very specific here. I'm not saying that every single person who utters these untruths believes them. I mean, of course, you have politicians, maybe like Kamala Harris, who will say anything for power and who just utter these things, whether they know that they're true or not. What I'm saying is, and what you're saying, is that there are many people who believe this, and this makes them all the more dangerous because they genuinely see us as threats. And when they utter this nonsense, they do it with the approval of their own consciences because, again, they believe that they're speaking truth. It actually makes them far, far more dangerous. It really does, Andy.
Yeah. Well, and now we see, I was watching, there was a headline on the Daily Beast a couple of days ago, as you mentioned, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., that they were saying that he was holding a rally in a town hall that was being funded by January Sixers and pro-Republican groups. Now, because he made that statement that Joe Biden is worse for the nation than Donald Trump and more of a threat to democracy, that now all of a sudden he's working with Donald Trump, that he's being funded by Donald Trump, that he's a psyop to try and take votes away from Democrats, that now this entire narrative has been changed to where he's not an independent that walked away from the Democrat Party. He's now a Donald Trump supporter trying to sabotage the election for Joe Biden. That's the narrative they're trying to push now.
Yeah, that's the strategy, and I knew this was going to happen because you have this third-party candidate out there who's going to be drawing votes from others. There's no question about that. He's polling half-decently, and the fact is the mainstream media don't want him drawing those votes from Joe Biden, so what do? They portray him as just another anti-establishment wacko right-winger. Okay, yeah, maybe he's from a big Democrat family, but at the end of the day, he's anti-vax and he's buying into these conspiracy theories. And they want to portray him as that so that, again, he'll be drawing more votes, hopefully, from Trump. And I have to tell you, even putting aside that little strategy, this has been my fear all along, Andy, because also of the nature of Democrat and Republican voters. You know, Republican voters sometimes will be more likely to glom on to these independent voices because they tend to be more independent-minded. As you know, they tend to be individualists, whereas you, if you look at liberals, you'll see that they're basically creatures of the herd. So at the end of the day, when election time comes, it's really more likely that they're just going to circle the wagons. So I think that there is the danger that the RFK candidacy poses to Trump's election prospects.
Yeah, that is very true. Us wicked, wild, free thinkers that we are on the conservative and libertarian front, how dare we do something like that? The Selwyn Duke with the New American. Hang on the line here. I want to continue this conversation when we come back right around the corner. Fascinating conversation and look at voter strategies as we go into the election. Stay here.
Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. Fighting for freedom every day. The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, indeed it is. Welcome back into it. Got a couple of minutes left here of the program. Trying to cram that 10 pounds of reason into that 5-pound bag. Trying to rebrand the millennial generation one radio listener at a time. I am excited about seeing the Northern Lights tonight. That's going to be exciting. Thanks to this, whatever it is, geomagnetic storm that's going to knock out satellites and cell phones and GPS. It's going to be the end of the world.
We're all going to die.
And I'm here to tell you, kind of okay with it. Let it happen, baby. So let's see what happens. Looking forward to seeing those lights. Got a few minutes left with Selwyn Duke. He's with the New American, thenewamerican.com, as we talk about the campaign trail, the different candidates, and how we're going to be seeing the vote potentially turn out, especially with the odd wheel in this race, the Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the former Democrat turned independent with open doors with potentially joining the Libertarian Party and the No Labels Party. Both of them trying to reach out to him, apparently. On that, speaking of, by the way, Selwyn, I had heard that the Libertarian National Convention is coming up later this in a couple weeks, and the chairwoman, which we've had on this program a while back, has made a statement saying that she's very ecstatic about having a major presidential candidate come and speak with Donald Trump, making his appearance with the Libertarians. Now, I've been working for years wanting to bring Libertarians back in to the mainstream. I understand why they walked away from the Republican Party. It makes a lot of sense with how the elites and the rhinos essentially squeeze them out. They're trying to do the same to conservatives. But if libertarians and conservatives would actually band together, we could take back a Republican Party. And I think that really needs to happen, regardless of some of the little minor social issues that we may or may not disagree on some cases. But Donald Trump speaking at the Libertarian Convention in a couple weeks, I think is huge for the campaign, isn't it?
It really is, Andy, and in a way you read my mind because this was what I wanted to touch on. I wanted to talk about the realistic attitude we have to have when we approach elections. Now, anyone who knows me knows that I'm just about the most principled guy out there, but you also have to understand this. As German leader Otto von Bismarck put it, politics is the art of the possible. It's not the art of you get what you want right now 100%, but the art of the possible. And you have to realize that in our country right now, we have a de facto two-party system. Come January 2025, either Donald Trump or Joe Biden, if he's still on the ballot, is going to be the president. It's going to be a Republican or a Democrat. That's the way it is. Yeah. And you don't have to think that the guy who's better is perfect, because perfection is not a thing of this world. You just have to understand who the better candidate is. So if you're a libertarian, well, look at it rationally, okay? Maybe the Republicans are not going to give you 100% of what you want, but they may give you 60 or 70% of what you want. The Democrats are going to give you maybe 10% or 8% of what you want. It's no contest whatsoever. And as far as RFK Jr. goes, listen, I like the man a lot. I love what he's been saying on COVID. I have respect for him, but he's still a left winger. You'll remember this, Andy, that some years ago he was talking about how it would be nice if we could clamp down on the voices of people who question the climate change narrative. I forget what he said exactly. Did he say that it might even be nice if they were arrested? I'm not sure, so don't quote me on that. But what he said was not very good at all. So again, understand, he is a left winger at the end of the day. And again, come January 2025, it's going to be a Republican or a Democrat. That's the way it's going to be. Yeah. So getting upset because the guy you might choose doesn't give you all of what you want and taking your ball and going home is not going to do our country any good.
No, and libertarians have done that, which I have a lot of libertarian flavor to me, and I love a lot of what they do. But you're right, they either want all of it or they walk away and they just raise their flag and they're done. And that's not how we fight the game of politics. We have to get them. And if we got them back on board, it'd be so much easier to get rid of some of these wishy-washy rhinos that continue to create a one-state party with both Republicans and Democrats growing the size of government. We got just about 30 seconds left here, Solomon. Do you think when it comes to RFK, how influential do you think he's going to be in this election? And do you think he's going to draw more from Republicans or from Democrats?
You know, to the latter question, it's really hard to say definitively. Like I said earlier, I fear that he may draw more votes from Trump, but he certainly will be influential. There's no doubt about it because he's getting a lot of exposure. He's appealing to a lot of people, and he's polling quite well for a third-party candidate. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be one of the most influential ones, I think, that we've seen in a very long time. So we'll see what happens. And it's going to be a fun election nonetheless in November for this year. It is Selwyn Duke, thenewamerican.com. Go see all his great writings, all the great investigative work that he does each and every day. Selwyn, it's always great to talk to you, my friend. Happy Friday. Go see those northern lights if you get a chance to do so. We'll get you back on the show again real soon.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. God bless.
You as well. Always a pleasure. There it is. Back at it again on Monday. We're all done for the day. I'm going to go home and watch some Crazy Lights. It's going to be a great time. Don't miss our syndicated program coming up this weekend as well. We'll break down what happened with the ousting of Mike Johnson, the failure of that ousting, and what really happened there. Again, talking about purism, getting everything or nothing. Is that what happened in that playbook? Until then, everybody have a great weekend. This is The Voice Reason. I'm Andy Hoosier. We'll see you on the radio. Bye.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
At Yale New Haven Health, we're delivering pioneering research from Yale School of Medicine to improve people's lives every single day. Because behind every positive outcome and every personal breakthrough is an outstanding team of experts working together to improve the lives of our patients. At Yale New Haven Health and Yale School of Medicine, we're powering breakthroughs with the greatest of care.
Fall classes are fast approaching at SUNY Westchester Community College. Receive a high-quality education from an award-winning faculty with one of the lowest tuitions in the entire state. Graduates save tens of thousands of dollars compared to those spending their first 2 years at a four-year school. Their students are known to transfer to four-year schools, including top Ivy League universities. Register now and learn more at sunywcc.edu. Fall classes start September 3rd. Invest in yourself.